Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3. And 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Have everything you need for your next oil change? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save on 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Plus, earn triple O rewards points. Protect your engine with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Before the season, we learned from a report in The Athletic that it was in the plans for you and Theo to be around more, to be closer to the clubhouse.
The right way to run a business is to hire, you know, really good people to do those jobs and to trust them, and I think we do. And so looking over the shoulder of everyone isn't the right way to do that. You know, that said, we also want to be really accessible, and that way, if problems arise, that people can get to us quickly, and maybe we can resolve some of those things a little bit more quickly than we did last year. So that was sort of how that came about, and I think we have done a better job of being around.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station. The Chicago Cubs play here.
And Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone. 3-run homer, Javier Baez. Listen to this crowd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A Radio.com sports station.
The Score.
This hour is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate. MegaPros.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
This group of guys let me do what I do on the floor. Coach Nick let me do what I do. And now we got a championship. Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. A ha, 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 ha.
Middays on The Score.
Kawhi is allowed to do the Kawhi laugh because yes, he is indeed Kawhi. And expectedly, he has opted out of his deal to become an unrestricted free agent. And now we'll watch what happens. Here to talk about all of it with us is Brian Geltzeiler at Hoops Critic on Twitter, Sirius XM. You can hear him there as well. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Geltzy, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How we doing?
Well, good. Before we get into Kawhi and his future, what was your take on how the Bulls handled the draft? They're going to be unveiling their two new guys today in Daniel Gafford and the first-round pick, Coby White.
I was very happy with the Bulls draft. I think they lucked out a little bit. I mean, to me, if you're the Phoenix Suns, and I'm a big Dario Saric fan, I'll start there. But to me, if you're the Phoenix Suns, how you can be so point guard starved and trade out of a pick that could have gotten you Kobe White is a very hard thing for me to fathom. I don't understand how they could have done that, but the Bulls sat there and the guy that they wanted was there and they grabbed him, and I think White's going to be a very good NBA player. He's a good kid. He's a hardworking kid. He's really come a long way in his year in college and in showing who he can be on a floor. He's got some good size for a guy that can handle the way he is. He's not necessarily your distribute first kind of lead guard, but I think he'd be an excellent lead guard in the NBA. And I think for the Bulls here, who have struggled that position, and let's face it, Chris Dunn's not been who they thought he was going to be. I kind of feel like at this stage of the game, I think the Bulls did really, really well here.
What's the best way for Jim Boylan to work with Kobe White to make a 19-year-old point guard who excels in transition but not so much the half-court sets into the player the Bulls need him to be? Is that adding another point guard? Is that, you know, making Chris Dunn have the first time around the league? What needs to be done here, Geltzy?
Well, what I think, first of all, I like how they're coming in here, which is from moment one, the two of these guys are going to compete for playing time. And I think Chris Dunn needed somebody to drive him that the organization was invested in. And I think having Dunn there is going to be very good for Kobe White because nothing is going to be handed to him. I think you'll probably see Dunn command more minutes early on as White starts to get more comfortable. And I think a bench role early on will probably be where all this settles. And listen, Dunn's looking to get paid also. So there's a lot of urgency there as well. But I do think the competitive atmosphere is going to be fine for them. And ultimately, for Kobe White to earn minutes, we know he's a good offensive player, and he's going to be a good offensive player in the NBA. His defense wasn't always wonderful in college, and we know what Jim Boylan's going to ask him. So that, to me, is going to be the huge thing, is how far can he come and how long defensively, and that's going to be, and that kind of work, and a lot of that isn't necessarily what you're going to do physically or athletically. A lot of that is awareness-based. A lot of that is mental, and that's the kind of stuff I think they have to work with Kobe White on.
How does Zach LaVine fit in all this? Because that's always, to me, when you start describing someone as a lead guard, we can say what we want and call these positions what they are. There's still one ball, and there are still multiple young players who really want to score.
Yeah, you know, listen, Zach LaVine is going to do exactly what Zach LaVine has done in the past here. Zach LaVine's going to be a main offensive option, if not your lead offensive option. He's a very talented offensive player. So LaVine's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, and you're going to see a lot of that. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think that takes pressure off a kid like Kobe White. Listen, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off Chris Dunn as well. And I think Dunn's ability to function with LaVine, considering LaVine's under contract here, is going to be a very big key in what happens next to Chris Dunn's career. So Zach LaVine gets to be Zach LaVine. Where I have concerns for Zach LaVine, and where he bothers me a little bit, is I just think a guy with his level of athleticism should be a much better and more effective defensive player than he is. And that, I'm not looking for progress at the offensive end from him, because the kid's a player, man. He's a shot maker. He is somebody that can get to the basket off the bounce. The fact that he had that knee injury hasn't really seemed to affect him at all athletically. He's a good catch and shoot guy. I mean, LaVine's a gifted offensive player. But to me, I want, if this guy's going to develop into a legit star in this league, he needs to learn how to guard people a little bit. And again, as I said with White, where it's awareness-based and it's mental, I think a lot of that with Zach LaVine is also, and I think there's a gross lack of discipline on the defensive end of the floor in how Zach LaVine defends. He's not a good team defender. He's a guy that over-gambles at times. He's not in the right places. This is stuff that Zach LaVine's going to have to learn if he's going to take that next step to be a legit star player on a successful team in this league.
Talk of Hoops with Brian Geltzeiler, who is at Hoops Critic on Twitter. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 9 to noon here on The Score. Brian, do you think the Bulls view any of their players as untouchable?
No, and I don't think they should. I mean, I think that if the right deal came along, I think they'd be willing to put anybody in it. I do think the Bulls have some issues here coming into this year regarding what they're going to do defensively. I worry about Larry Markkanen on the defensive end of the floor, and he's a very important piece to what they're going to do in the future. At the time, I was kind of lukewarm on the Porter deal. I've come around to it a little bit because I do think they need what he offers on the defensive end of the floor. I think that Chris Dunn is a very good defensive player in this league, and if he can make some strides offensively, they'll be able to roll some good defensive players out. Wendell Carter got hurt early in the season and missed a big chunk of the year last year. Wendell Carter, to me, it can be a premier defensive player in this league. So I think for them, nobody's untouchable. If the right deal comes along, they would trade for somebody. By the same token, I also think the mix that they've put together for this year is upgraded and better than last year. And I'll tell you this about the Bulls. Under Fred Hoiberg with these young players, there was zilcho identity. And I know there were issues with Jim Boylan early, and there was a practical mutiny in his first week on the job. But this management team, who you guys know, I come on with you all the time. Yep. I've been very critical of this management team up and down the line, you know, Paxton and Foreman, et cetera. They did a really good job standing behind Jim Boylan. And now what's happened, because they were able to do that, and everybody knows who's in charge here, and Boylan has management and ownership backing, he actually can establish the kind of identity he wants for this team. So I do see strides of moving in the right direction here for the Chicago Bulls.
What does Kawhi Leonard want?
To win. He wants to win. He wants to make sure whatever organization he's going to be associated with is going to manage his health correctly, of which he has a pro, was going to have a pro, had a proactive role in Toronto and will have a proactive role. And he wants to live where he wants to live. And that's the bottom line. Kawhi Leonard is not it's not complicated with him. It's health, it's winning, and it's being happy, and being happy where he wants to live. And that's really the criteria of what comes down to what he's going to do. And you know, some of the stuff you hear about, you know, the Lakers feel like they could be in the mix to bring him in. Kawhi doesn't join super teams. He beats them. That's the brand. Okay, he's the dynasty killer. He beat the Heatles. Now he beat this Golden State team. This is what Kawhi does. Kawhi doesn't jump on board with these teams. Kawhi either stays where he is or goes somewhere where he can take these teams down. And let's face it, three players in the history of the sport have won finals MVPs on two separate teams: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard doesn't have to go join anybody. So that's it. It's simple, guys. Health, winning, happiness.
So Toronto seems to have two of those three. I'm buying what you're selling, which means the only thing to figure out is how much Kawhi enjoyed living in Canada, yeah?
Yeah, and again, I still believe, and I've believed all along, that Kawhi, you know, come next week, that we're going to see Kawhi sign a four-year max deal. Well, probably an opt-out for the last year with the Los Angeles Clippers. I've believed that from the jump. I still believe that. I know about the Chris Haynes report yesterday. But I do think what the Raptors have done here with him earns them some consideration. Mm-hmm. It does. They've done a fantastic job up and down the line. But I also don't think, when you look at this Kawhi Leonard situation, I don't think you can underrate the importance of the Cy Ujiri's wanderlust and the fact that his name was in Washington rumors, and there's a general prevailing thought around the league that he's probably not long for Toronto. And so I think, you know, Kawhi is going to look out. The thing about Kawhi, as fun as he had in Toronto, as great as all this was, this is a business decision. It's not an emotional or a sentimental one. And I think he's going to look at this and say, where am I best off personally and professionally for the next 4 to 5 years to be able to ply my craft, stay healthy, and enjoy my life? And I just don't, you know, listen, I'm not ruling the Raptors out. To me, it's a two-horse race between the Clippers and the Raptors. And if the Raptors ended up keeping them, I wouldn't be totally shocked, but I'd be a little shocked. I still think that at this stage of the game, he's the Clippers to lose. Now, I will also say this. What happens in those meetings is going to matter. Those meetings are not ceremonial. What happens in those meetings is going to matter. Kawhi Leonard's going to be in there, and he's going to be listening to hear what kind of plan these teams are going to put together to maintain or put him in a situation where he can, every single year, annually, compete for titles.
In what order are things going to happen? Is there going to be one sort of cardinal event that has to happen before other things happen, or are they independent of each other?
I don't know that there's a lot. Listen, I think Kawhi exists in a vacuum, and I mean that this way, is I don't know necessarily that he's worried about joining anybody else. So I do think when it comes to that, he probably is a little bit separate than everything. But the Durant-Kyrie stuff, to me, is extremely compelling, because when one of those dominoes falls, odds are the other one comes right after it. And I think it's going to be a situation where, you know, Kyrie would love to be able to go somewhere where Kevin Durant could join him. He could jump and try to do that with Brooklyn and maybe put a little pressure on Durant to go join him there. I do think Durant is probably going to wait to see where Kyrie Irving lands before he makes a decision. I also, and if you had asked me this before the injury, I would have said it was not going to happen. I wouldn't totally rule out Durant staying in Golden State. I think when you look at this injury and how it affected Durant, I think there was it lended some perspective to him regarding what has been in Golden State, who these people have been to him, how they've treated him. And listen, they started sometime February and March treating this as a farewell tour for Durant with the thought that our only chance to keep him is to be supportive of him, and we want to show him appreciation. And in the end, if we showed him appreciation on the way out the door, well, that's how we want to handle ourselves. But it also gives them the best chance to keep him. And I think it was a smart strategy. Now with the injury in place, and you can't underrate how important the Golden State here, the opening of the Chase Center is. That when they first put all the money into this building and got ready to open this building, no one figured that you weren't going to have Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant on the court to start the season next year. But that's going to be the situation in opening a brand new building, to potentially keep interest and energy and, more importantly, people feeding money into that building with luxury suites and premium seats and all that stuff. Having Kevin Durant on that roster with the knowledge he's going to come back and he's on a long-term deal is going to help that a heck of a lot. So I wouldn't rule that out. With that said, I think it's a two-horse race for him. Also, I think it's between the Golden State Warriors and the Brooklyn Nets, assuming the Brooklyn Nets decide to sign Kyrie Irving without the guarantee that Durant is coming.
Not a lot of Lakers conversation in this. Are they the dog that finally caught its tail? Like, do they have a plan for after having acquired Anthony Davis?
Hey, listen, they want to go chase Kawhi Leonard. I don't believe that's not a place he wants to be. As I said earlier, he beats these dynasties. He doesn't join them. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll chase a couple more big fish. I think they'll chase Jimmy Butler. I think they'll chase Kemba Walker. But they don't have the full max to be able to give them. And in the end, I don't know if that's a smart strategy either. I think they're better off filling this whole thing out with role players. The thing you got to remember about the Lakers is that you don't just trade for Anthony Davis and have everybody forget all the dysfunction that just went on and just happened. This has been short of the Anthony Davis trade, this has been a very, very embarrassing offseason for the Lakers. And by the way, the draft was just over with. Like, there's a lot of offseason left here for them to be embarrassed further. So when you look at the Lakers and what they can do in terms of some of these star players, yes, they were able to trade for Anthony Davis. I don't know that anybody's running there. It's tough playing with LeBron, man. When you play with LeBron, if you win, it's because of LeBron. If you lose, it's because of the bums around him. It's not an easy thing to be involved with, and I do think you end up seeing them fill out with role players that they're going to have to overpay a little bit instead of bringing in another star player. I think the Lakers, the cachet of the Lakers is really worn off league-wide, and the only ones that aren't aware of that at this stage are the Lakers.
Geltzy, thanks. Great stuff, man.
Thanks, Brian.
Always my pleasure, guys.
That is Brian Geltzeiler. He is on Twitter at HoopsCritic.
There's a lot of offseason left for the Lakers to embarrass themselves further.
This segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax, no additional discounts or coupons may be applied. We got some dissenting thoughts. In large part, the consensus about the Coby White pick for the Bulls has been really positive. Those of us who just see it as a really good fit. Not everybody. And Zach Lowe on the Low Post podcast had some thoughts that might give you a little bit of pause. We also have to get to one of the great self-owns that a baseball player has ever done.
Thoughts that give you pause. Yeah. One of your favorites and one of mine chimed in with probably one of the most underinformed takes, a hot take of all time. We'll get to Adam Eaton. We will get to Zach Lowe's thoughts on Coby White as well. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Don't look now, folks, but the Philadelphia Phillies are in free fall. Remember last summer when a promising season went sour late? The battle cry in Philly was wait till next year. The team had money to sign at least one of the two super free agents on the market, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, and the young Phils would be the not-so-young Phils this season. After signing Harper, they were, at worst, co-favorites to win the National League East. Even with Harper off to his usual slow start, the Phils were 34-22 in late May and leading the division by 3.5 games. Since then, they're 6-16 and currently in a 7-game losing streak, topped this weekend by being swept by the woeful Marlins at home And that's with Harper's bat beginning to heat up. How bad are things right now? The best thing that happened to the Phils this past week was back-to-back rainouts in Washington. I'm John Feinstein.
Funny.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3, and 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Our ultimate unlimited plan just got awesomer. Now two lines cost just $90. Save up to 45% on America's best 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place. So we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/radio. That's netsuite.com/radio for your free guide. 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/radio.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
What a time to be a Cubs fan. The Score's Danny Mac on the Cubs.
We are so in the sweet spot of the golden era of Cubs baseball.
Cubs win the ballgame.
I look forward to every broadcast. I'm not saying that because I work at the Cubs flagship. It is great to see what this organization has evolved to, and bring it on.
And this is where you hear Pat and Ron call every game. We are the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, 2-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Radio.com and The Score welcome Walk Off the Earth to the Budweiser Concert Series, Saturday, September 7th at Gallagher Way next to Wrigley Field.
This is a mashup, a bunch of smash hit songs. We're rich girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter.
Walk Off the Earth,
That's September 7th, Gallagher Way. Tickets on sale at GallagherWay.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place. So we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/radio. That's netsuite.com/radio for your free guide. 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/radio.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football from the Northwestern Football. Here, join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. We need to clean up our copy a
when
little bit
Northwestern
here.
Football audio makes the audible.
Yes. Well, you read that and tell me what's going on.
Well, the important part is that you join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division
Correct.
And Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall.
That's why I skipped to that and over the other stuff that's on there. On the Low Post podcast that is hosted by Zach Lowe, they talked about the Bulls and not only the draft picks, but what it could mean for free agency as well. So we thought you'd like to hear this. You're going to hear Zach Lowe first, and then you're going to hear Draft Express's Jonathan Givony talk about Coby White. Very, very smart guy. And then former front office personnel man Bobby Marks is going to weigh in a little bit on a free agency possibility for the Bulls.
Another theoretical point guard free agent landing spot has perhaps been vaporized. I mean, there was a ton of Malcolm Brogdon Chicago noise. We'll see about that now. That may be off the table, though Brogdon is good enough to play the two. But then they have Zach LaVine, who they doth protest too much about that they would never trade Zach LaVine. How dare anyone suggest we trade Zach LaVine? How dare anyone suggest we trade Chris Dunn? Chicago is the king of how dare you. How dare you? All of these players are part of our core. No, they're not going to be. We'll see. They can't all possibly be. How does he fit with what they have going on? Because I love Markkanen. I love Carter. And Porter, I think, I like them going to get Otto Porter, a good player. A good player in the prime of his career. There's nothing wrong with getting that player, even if he's making $27 million a year. How does White fit?
I think the appeal of Coby White, the reason why he, you know, rose up draft boards this year, is because he can theoretically play both guard spots. He's 6'5".
I didn't realize he was that big until I started looking into him last night.
The problem is that he has a 6'5 wingspan. He has an 8'1 standing reach. So he really has the size and the length of a 6'1 player. Right. So he's effectively a one-position player. But he can really shoot, especially with his feet set. And so you can definitely play him, you know, with another guard. And, you know, I still... I'm hearing that they're going to be going after, you know, a veteran guard in free agency. Maybe Beverly, you know, who's going to have a pretty good market, it looks like here.
Patrick Beverly looks like he's going to win free agency compared to what you would have expected 2 seasons ago.
Zach, I thought he was a mid-level guy, like a $9 million guy. I think he's going to get like $14, $15 million.
So I'm not sold on Coby White. A lot of people are. And the NBA loves Coby White, and so does, you know, Schmitz and all the draft people are huge Coby White fans. I'm a little skeptical about, because I feel like he was the player that was in the best position of any guy in the draft in terms of his situation, surrounded by shooting, surrounded by older guys. Roy Williams gave him the keys to the team. He had the ultimate green light. He, you know, was not a very efficient player by any means in terms of creating... finishing in the lane. I'm questioning his defense too. So I'm not a Coby White guy. I mean, that's why I really thought Minnesota did well to get Jarrett Culver. at six. I think there's a big gap between those two. So I'm curious to see how things turn out. It looks like, you know, if the Bulls don't get a guard, they're going to put the ball in Kobe White's hands and let him loose, and that'll be good for his development. But I wonder if we look back on this pick, you know, 3 to 5 years from now and say, you know, Kobe White's a nice backup. He's a Jordan Clarkson type. He's a Patty Mills type, something like that. I'm not sure that in a normal year he's a seventh pick in the draft.
Well, it's always good.
It wasn't a normal year, that's for sure. In that draft, wasn't
correct.
A normal year.
It's always good to hear a different viewpoint. But the stuff he was saying about his height not being his actual effective length, his effective playing radius.
Because of the jumper release? Because of the way he's moving athletically?
Shorter arms?
I would rather take a chance with a guy who fits the profile of a modern-day scoring first kind of guard and work on the rest of it, I think, especially with the roster that they've got, given that Zach LaVine seems, I should say it this way, the Bulls seem comfortable with having Zach LaVine be the de facto point guard in a lot of half-court sets. Whether that means a ton of isolation or Zach working with others well or otherwise, I don't necessarily know. I don't really know how Jim Boylan wants to shift gears into a modern-day NBA, though the Bulls will tell you over and over again that he does.
I like the fact, because the Bulls took him and because I was concerned about what Jim Boylan wanted to do, it's not a neutral pick. The fact that it was the Bulls, this was a coach who had wanted to slow things down and who didn't seem to understand what was going on around him, I'm reassured that the Bulls took a guy who right now the one thing he can do is get it and go. That's cool by me. That means something to me.
You're still going to have to navigate a rookie point guard at 19 years old who took, what was it, four shots a night in half-court sets, or maybe it was less than, I think it was fewer than that. It was four assists a night and something like two shots a night in the half-court set.
Correct.
I don't know how much Jim Boylan's offense is going to let that kind of game just duplicate itself into the NBA or copy itself into the NBA. There's work to be done there, to be sure, but that's where, you know, I kind of look at the athleticism he's got, the speed he plays with, which is just terrific, and go, all right, fine. There are moldable, workable things there. I would rather, especially in this draft, and that's the other thing in some of that comment from the Download podcast. This draft was this. You can't make up talent at the seven spot. Like, there wasn't, it doesn't seem like there was a guy there at seven that should have gone to the Bulls. This draft was the Zion / Ja Morant draft. That was it.
Yep.
I really felt like it.
Yep. Can we get to Adam Eaton, please?
Oh, can, of course.
Please, please.
Of course we can.
Please. Okay. The genesis of this comes from a story that was done by the Washington City Paper, which is an alternative newspaper in Washington. Actually, our buddy Bill Myers, Bill from Capitol Hill, writes some stuff for them.
No joke. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
among other places. And it was something we've talked about a lot, and that was how tough it is on minor league baseball players to actually, you know, eat.
It's so hard.
To live their lives, their overall financial difficulties. And this is with a Triple-A team. They went and they talked to the Potomac Nationals, and they just showed how messed up it all is in the minors for guys to be able to have proper nutrition and just a proper sort of baseline to establish themselves. Well, Adam Eaton doesn't want to hear it. Because Adam, this is your guy. This is one of the most disliked players in baseball, and you can understand why. This is Adam Eaton, according to the Washington City Paper. While he believes that things can be improved and players should make a little more money so they're, quote, literally not eating crumbs, unquote, he doesn't want MLB to make minor league conditions more hospitable. Okay, ready?
Great.
All right.
Great.
If you do, complacency sets in, Eaton says.
Complacency.
Complacency. You become complacent. This while you're waiting for a 14-year-old kid to be your clubhouse leader, apparently. He says, I think it's difficult, yes. It's easy for me to say that because of where I am. I wouldn't be where I am without that.
Nobody rose to success without abject poverty.
If I financially am supported down there and financially can make a living and not have to get to the big leagues, I think I'm a little more comfortable. I think I might not work as hard because I know I'm getting a decent paycheck every 2 weeks and may not push myself nearly as hard. I don't disagree with the idea of they're being exploited. Wait. So he'll stipulate to exploitation. Just wait. No, hold on.
Oh, sure. They're getting a rough ride.
Hold on. I don't disagree that they're being exploited. But I think it's for the betterment of everybody. I know it sounds crazy. I think there's a middle ground. There's ground to be made up. But I still think it should be rough.
God, that's so stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Eaton. Now, here's what's great about it. Is first of all, it presumes so much. It presumes that it's the hardship that makes baseball players somehow then better at baseball. With everything we know about development now, everything we know about what's going on with players.
No rich kid from a wonderful suburb and a high, like matter die came out and made, living in his oh my God.
Has ever been able to make it, of course. You've got to have the hard scrabble upbringings that force you to work on your game. But see, I'm fixated on this.
Travel baseball is so expensive as a kid. Are you kidding me?
I'm fixated on this, where he said, I think I might not work as hard because I know I'm getting a decent paycheck and may not push myself nearly as hard. Guess what? That's on you. That's what it says about you. That's coming from you. That's a cell phone. If you're like, well, you know, it's great for them because, you know, if I had a bunch of food and, you know, some comfort enough to have a decent lifestyle, I would never be in the big leagues. I wouldn't work as hard because I'm a lazy ass.
Guy was a meh prospect out of Miami, Ohio, who tore his shoulder up with the Diamondbacks, and the White Sox took a chance on him in a trade. He worked his ass off through the minor leagues to get himself that contract. I was there when they did the presser and Adam Eaton was talking into microphones about the long-term deal that he finally signed for $30-something million, being one of the most team-friendly contracts in baseball. And he's talking about how hard he worked, how difficult it was to get there, rehabbing, all that kind of stuff. You would think that at some point the guy would have thought, if I'd had more than a peanut butter sandwich to eat while I was rehabbing, that this whole process might have been easier. But apparently, no. Those lessons go away as soon as you get a paycheck or two with your big league salary, and then you stop thinking at all about those who are going to come after you. That's terrific stuff. That is so terrific.
Great question from the 708. So now Eaton isn't working hard because he's getting a good paycheck?
Jeez.
And the 773 says the same dumb argument against welfare and social safety net stuff. The worst.
Oh, God. Yeah. What a hot take is what that is.
Yes.
I
don't know. I think it's good for him. It makes him learn how to work hard because, knows, without that, I wouldn't be working hard because I was able to, you know, eat. Come on.
Oh, man. Yeah, those highly paid AAA players with their double-wide blow-up beds in someone else's house making their living playing a children's game. That's nice. Good work. Good work on them.
If you're just joining us, we're going to have a fascinating edition of Score Leftovers today. We're going to record it just when we get done after a due transition with Lawrence Holmes because for my 50th birthday today, I have been
given
a gift by Connor McKnight. Mm-hmm. Thank you. This is a vacuum-sealed container of mixed bugs.
That's right.
Cooked mixed bugs seasoned with salt.
You've been campaigning for bugs as an alternative protein source for months now. I got fed up with it, so we're going to eat a bag of bugs. You also...
Are you going to try?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll dip in there as much as I can.
Okay, because you have got me a mixture of dehydrated grasshoppers, mole crickets...
Those are your favorite, I think.
Silkworms, crickets, sago worms, all salted, dehydrated. I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to videotape the whole thing, and we're going to put it out there in leftovers.
You will also hear what Dan's second gift from all of us here at the Bernstein and McKnight Show is when we come back. Dan's birthday was hastily planned and shoddily executed. We'll finish it out when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670, The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Jared Girardi back with us. Proper rest. That's something that Theo Epstein has talked about with Wilson Contreras. How would you manage a player at that position like Wilson Contreras?
I think the proper rest is very important for him. When he is rested, he is a real force in that lineup.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. How'd you like to win a free rent payment like Katie Salerno of Arlington Heights? Then you need to enter Team Hochberg's free rent payment sweepstakes. If you rent in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, or Iowa, Team Hochberg wants to pay your rent. I'm not kidding. Team Hochberg wants to pay your rent. Entry's free. But you can't win Team Hochberg's free rent payment sweepstakes like Katie Salerno did if you don't register at 56davidwinrent.com. What are you waiting for? Register to win a free rent payment at 56davidwinrent.com. If you want to work with a lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, like paying your next rent payment, call Team Hochberg now, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help or pay your rent if you don't register at 56davidwinrent.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3, and 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place. So we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/radio. That's netsuite.com/radio for your free guide. 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/radio.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Landscapers have hit pay dirt at the Home Depot with pro-grade Razorback tools. Tough, durable, made to be the toughest tools on the truck. Plus, every Razorback tool is backed by a lifetime warranty to stand the test of time. So pick them up, put them to work, and put your mind at ease. Durable Razorback tools, made for pros, available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid U.S. only.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bob Costas, who is joining us from the booth in Wrigley Field.
What is your favorite memory of time spent in our fair burg?
The Sandberg game, which people still talk about. Maybe the greatest regular season game I've ever witnessed, let alone broadcast. And then all the Jordan era moments, but it was capped by the last shot against Utah in 98, which I did the play-by-play of. So those are not just Chicago highlights. Those are on my top 10 list of my entire career.
And in that moment leading up to the Jordan shot, is it even possible to not think about the context of what you're about to call?
You're chronicling not just an NBA championship, not just a dramatic game, but the closing chapters of one of the epic careers in the history of American sports.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Bernstein and McKnight saying some thank yous as Cotter's ranting about soccer injuries.
Just saying.
Wandering around the culinary studio ranting about soccer
makes
injuries.
Makes me upset.
So our thank yous go to our guests today, Sahadev Sharma and Brian Geltzeiler. We also thank our producers. Brian Gerch had the video feed. We had Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, the executioner, Ray Diaz. And thanks for all the birthday wishes, by the way. I haven't been able to respond to everybody on the text line and on Twitter. And
you've all been very nice.
Yes.
Much more than he deserves.
For the most part, you have been very nice. And I got a note from my best childhood friend who just sent me an email. It says, you realize he just turned 50 also, obviously. And he said, at our age, Arthur Ashe, Robert Fulton, Joey Ramone, and Curly Howard were all dead.
Everyone
That's
I know
it.
Here is
I've outlived
dead.
Curly.
So for Dan's birthday, I got him because he's been talking about freeze-dried bugs as a protein replacement source for months now.
Here they are.
I figured maybe I could shut him up about it if I actually bought a bag. So we are going to, on Leftovers, hashtag score Leftovers, our video today will be sampling some of these freeze-dried bugs. And the second half of the birthday gift, it was supposed to be a little different than this.
What?
The difficult part about shopping for someone who hates everything is finding a place that you can go to buy things for someone. Well, so what we did is we sent Ray across the street to a grocery store because that's a place where you find genuine joy. And it was supposed to be from Ray and me and Rick and Jay and I, but yes. Mitch got his hands in this. We have bought you what looks to be 7 or 8 pieces of rotisserie chicken. Yeah, clearance meats. There are some cheeses. There's a good amount of wine, although I'm sure you can find a home for that. You probably put that down pretty easy. There are all sorts of cheeses and whatnot. And it should be known, our lovely and wonderful program director Mitch Rosen got himself into your birthday gift as well, because when Rick and Jay and I were planning this, we were just going to buy you 10 or 15 pounds of meat from the deli counter, and Mitch upgraded it for you because he's that kind of guy, and so are you, Dan. Happy birthday,
thank
man.
You so much. This is great. I mean, this will be consumed, I can tell you that. This is outstanding
stuff. It'll be consumed in terrifying fashion and with alarming speed. That's how Dan eats.
Yum!
It's a joy. It's an absolute joy.
We got to get into our bugs.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Say hello to Lawrence Holmes. Let's do that next on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Theo Epstein, Chatwood is very popular within the clubhouse, and there was a feeling that that was his turn. Do you take that sort of thing into consideration?
Yeah, I think take every factor into consideration. He sees himself as a starting pitcher. He's a starting pitcher. When that opportunity arises, like it did against the Diamondbacks, you know, he was ready and did a great job.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3, and 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place. So we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/radio. That's netsuite.com/radio for your free guide. 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/radio.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Mike Pereira, former vice president of officiating in the NFL. He's the rules analyst on Fox. I see this as a groundbreaking overreaction of a rule change, whereas Mac loves it and finds it absolutely necessary. What do you make of the fact that pass interference, both called and non-called, is now reviewable?
Well, I think Mac is the first one that I have heard of today that actually likes it. And I would include myself in the group that doesn't. I think it's great that you can correct what happened in New Orleans, but my issue is that for every one of those that is so blatant and so egregious, there's going to be 50 that you're going to look at and say, is it or isn't it?
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free. For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Don't talk about LeVar Ball. And wherever LeVar Ball is, there's a village missing an idiot. Really unfair to his son. His son's a good player and a nice kid.
L.A. is one thing, Charlotte's another.
No, it don't matter. I mean? He's an idiot in all 50 states. not New Orleans, not Louisiana, not L.A. He's an idiot in all 50 states.
Charles Barkley, impromptu comments when he was in a baggage claim at the airport. That's great stuff. A couple of reminders. First of all, some special programming tonight on these airwaves. After the Cubs postgame show, there's going to be a post-postgame show called Madden's Post from Madden's Post on Gallagher Way. So it's going to be Coombe, it's going to be Joe Madden, and they're going to be on the air until midnight with David Ross and Anthony Rizzo and others talking about baseball and all kinds of things. And, you know, they tend to get a little relaxed sometimes on post-game shows.
Safe harbor, though.
It is safe harbor. Maybe Tony Mantuano will come around and keep some glasses full, and it might make for some terrific radio. Also, we just got this news over the weekend. Guess what's back? The McNeil and Parkins Charity Golf Outing at Seven Bridges Golf Club. It is August 5th.
Excellent.
Benefiting Turning Point Autism Foundation. You should get your foursome before it sells out. We're going to be out there doing the show from Seven Bridges, local celebs, your favorite Score personalities. If you want all the info, you go to 670thescore.com/golfouting. 670thescore.com/golfouting.
Dan, can you do Gerch a solid here?
Yes. What?
Go show the people on the camera the food. Now, I know that you guys are going to do that in the leftovers, but people who are watching...
The bugs are in the leftovers.
On 670thescore.com or watching on our Facebook Live, like...
Well, this is dinner tonight. I got all this barbecue chicken. There's...
I feel like chicken tonight.
Yes.
Like chicken
there's
tonight.
Rotisserie chicken. There's a lovely Pinot Noir that would go ideally with barbecued chicken.
Or grasshoppers.
Or grasshoppers.
Just saying, if you want to pop that open this afternoon.
We've got... Oh, my gosh. I didn't even look at all this. There's blue cheese. There is a Gouda cheese. That's a no Gouda.
Hey.
son of a... This is a Prairie Pure Swiss, and this, and Connor correctly said, this is the kind of cheese that you get as a gift. You would never buy it yourself, and it's probably awesome. Australian aged cheddar with bacon and jalapeno.
Ooh.
You know that's going to go down good.
Happy birthday, Dan Bernstein.
You're frightening me.
Satan?
Thank you, Satan.
So I have a working theory on aging and birthdays.
Okay.
I feel after 30, no birthday matters until 50. That we're all the same age until someone hits 50.
Then our body begins to fall apart immediately.
I mean, I think our body starts to fall apart around 30. But it just seems like, you know, like we're all the same age after, you know, you hit 30 and maybe even 35. But to me, like 40 wasn't a big deal. I don't think 45 will be a big deal, but 50's a big deal.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Half a hundred's a big deal.
It's half a hundred. And I was out to dinner with my parents, my aunt and uncle last night, and my parents both said, you know, we're not old enough to have a 50-year-old child. You know,
it's something you did to them.
Right, it's like, what did I do? Like, I'm supposed to be guilty for making it this far? Like, yes, you are. And then I mentioned, I said, guess what, Dad? I said, over the week, it was Saturday night, and now again on Tuesday night, a 75-year-old man is going to be sprinting around Soldier Field and kicking his legs up in the air and dancing forever and a day. I said, I want you to look at Mick Jagger, and I don't want to hear a word, because you guys are the same age. Same age. You go do that. He's doing it.
I had a conversation with my father about this because he outlived Ebony Magazine. They were born the same year.
Oh, God.
And I said to him, because, you know, obviously over the last few months and the last couple of years, Ebony has been circling the drain. And I just said, you've outlived Ebony Magazine. You should be proud of that. That is an accomplishment, sir.
I should start his own magazine then. He should pick up where they left off.
He could.
Pay your writers.
He would pay his writers, though. There's a difference. Hashtag Ebony O's, if you're not sure what we're talking about. So was the birthday celebration this weekend?
Kind of. Yeah, we did. Went out for Indian food with my in-laws on Saturday night. Went out for steaks with my parents and aunt and uncle last night.
Ooh.
And actually, my daughter and I, probably the best part of the weekend was my daughter and I just wanted something to do early on Saturday. And we went to the Jongbu Market on Kimball and the Kennedy. I don't know, you drive by it all the time.
All the time. It's right at the exit.
Yeah, it's a Korean and Pan-Asian market. In the very back of the actual supermarket is a lunch counter.
Didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't either.
It's phenomenal. And we just decided to do a lunch there on Saturday. So we had a very exotic culinary day on Saturday, going from the bibimbap and the soups that we had for lunch to some hardcore Indian at night. So then I had to...
That's risky.
Yeah, well...
That is just...
I know how to do it now. And I know how to medicate beforehand and actually just give myself the next morning to recover.
The morning off, huh?
Yeah, you got to... You got to recover.
When you think about it, that's the similarity. Lawrence, if no birthday matters between 30 and 50, the similarity with all those birthdays is the phrase Dan just said. It's medicate beforehand. That's the thing you learn once you turn 30 and then all the way you're 50. You got to know the drugs you need going into whatever activity you're headed into.
You're
going to
need the stuff that cuts down the acid reflux.
Yep. You want the stuff that kills the pain, and then you need the codeine to fix the how you feel about the everything.
I even got the look when I asked for the lamb Rogan Josh very spicy. And the server looks at me and kind of gives me like, really?
You don't, very spicy?
I said, yeah. I said, I'm a frequent customer.
I get it.
I get it. I know what I'm getting into. And then when he walks by later, and I look like Terry that one time when he asked for the Chinese, they gave him some proprietary pepper, and I'm like, I'm just rivulets of sweat running. My hair was soaked. It was that hot. I mean, but getting the endorphin release, like actually getting to that point, like the runner's high. And then it was from there an emergency stop at the Dairy Queen at Grace and Southport. So you got to go right there, right away.
I love that Dairy Queen.
That's the best.
I've now, because look, I have to go through a lot of some of these issues because, you know, the Crohn's and the lactose intolerance. But every now and again, you just want some soft serve.
The hell with it. Get some.
And you walk there and you're like, yes, a small soft serve vanilla dipped. Let's go.
You ever go to Scooters?
No.
Oh, man. Lawrence. Scooters is at the corner of Belmont and, help me out here. It's,
that
it's,
was